It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I am a gay American. I am a gay American.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We are going to do something every day at the beginning of the show. We've stolen this idea from one of the most edgy, cutting-edge broadcasts in America, Regis and Kelly. They do a thing every day where they bring down a big wheel and they ask a stupid question about the day's show the day before.
Do I have to get dressed as a Yeti?
No, you don't have to do that. Now it's a flower.
I know. I like the Yeti. Now I like the smelly Yeti.
Their spring thing. We're simply calling this feature Total Recall.
Stole like that it. Too.
And each and every day, yeah, great movie, great actor, great governor.
Yeah.
Each and every day, we'll ask a question about yesterday's show, and if you're the correct answer caller, you
previous
will be the previous show,
which in this case was Friday.
Friday's show.
Right.
That's right.
Because
yesterday's
no show
we weren't on the air on.
No,
Sunday.
We were in Elkton yesterday.
So our total recall question for Monday, April 21st.
You shouldn't reveal it before you fire the tones.
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah, Rob.
There's
anal.
It's a matter of procedure.
Then you should ask it to the 100th caller.
We will take 100 calls right now. The 100th caller that answers this question correctly in a segment with Judah Friedlander on, is it Friedlander or Friedlander?
I don't think you should spring it on them until you take the call.
Really?
I really think so.
Okay. All right, I'll wait.
That's a good hint. We can just stop there.
What?
Come here, you do it.
All right.
I don't want to do it. I don't like the idea.
You
know? I don't like the idea at all.
I didn't mean to sour you on it.
No, it's just, you know.
You didn't like last week's contest either.
I did.
Do you not like contests?
What was last? Yes, I like contests, Mr.
Question.
Man.
The stupid question of the day.
Oh, well, that was the same type of thing at the same time and stuff like that. So caller 100
and
now.
Everything.
Caller 100 will get a chance. That's right. You're right, Rob, because if I ask the question first,
it
would defeat the whole purpose.
Would you like to have the question back now?
Yes, please.
Okay, hold on.
All right, I want to start again.
Can we trust you?
Can we get the music so I can just do the whole thing over again?
Yeah, it's up here. Stupid question.
No, I'm not. I'm talking about the music, like coming into the segment.
Oh, you want?
Oh, we're
again?
Starting the break over.
I think that's important because I'd really like to practice it.
That's
and,
fair.
And do it right. Okay.
Do you want the Mike O'Mara stager again?
Yes.
All right.
Everything.
Affiliates
and
down the line, please do not break.
Welcome.
Don't
back.
Break, people. Here we go.
Don't break. Here we go.
Don't break.
All right. This is gonna be good.
Here it comes.
This is really gonna work well. I promise you.
This is the good one.
Yeah, this is the second week. We're entitled to have a little.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I am a gay American.
Gosh, lighten up, guys.
That's a bunch of bull.
That's hot.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi.
I'm here along with Buzz and Rob, and we're very excited. This is something we tried to do last week. We've honed it and refined it, and we've stolen it from Regis and Kelly.
Yeah.
It's really a chance for you to call us and tell us if you remembered our last show.
Do I have to dress as a Yeti?
It would be a flower, Rob. That's what they're doing right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I like the Yeti, Mike.
We'll take caller 100 right now, and we'll ask our total recall question for the day. If your caller 100 will give you a chance to answer the question, you answer it correctly. And what are we giving them, Rob?
We're going to give them a small award.
A small award of our choosing. We look forward to you. So caller 100 right now at 877.
$50.
Oh, it's $50. Caller 100 now at 877-365-3636. Get on the line to answer our total recall question.
$50, nobody holler.
From a Friday show, and you win 50 American dollars. So good luck to you, and we certainly hope you win, and we'll hone that. We're going to do that every day this week.
I thought it was perfect.
Sure we will.
I swear to God. Without further ado, let's bring Beth Ann McBride, super producer,
she's
wonderful
here.
Lady.
Yay.
In. Let's bring her in and see what she's been up to. Because in that first break, we didn't get a chance to chat with her at all.
No, time was limited.
Absolutely.
And so maybe now we can.
Now, what I'd like you to do is get in here and put some headphones on and sit down and make yourself comfortable because we got some chatting to do.
Busty Rusty.
Oh, thank you.
Wow.
That was good, Buzz.
Please sit.
Hello.
You make me more calm when you sit. Can you sit, please?
Yeah, I can.
Thank you.
Okay, but you can pull the mic down, too.
Hello.
All right.
Hello.
Can I turn up my headphones?
You sure can. Yeah, you can
turn
them up.
You'll find the knob over there.
Right there?
Right here?
Yeah, turn that knob.
Beth Ann McBride is in the house. And so many questions I have for you, but before we do that, we do have to get our very first buzz of the day.
Oh, that's true.
Oh.
Our very first buzz of the day.
You you had me come in so you could reject me again?
No, just replace you in another way.
What kind of game are you playing,
I'm not playing a game. I am not playing a game. I swear to God, we're going to chat with you. Do you want to hang around for the buzz, for the first buzz of the day?
Yes, I do.
This is one of the new things on the show.
Because if I leave now, you'll never call me back again.
There is that chance.
All right, take it away, Buzz Burbank.
The Democrats Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama are doing some last-minute stumping in Pennsylvania today. The state's Democratic primary is tomorrow, and it's expected to be a tight race. Clinton and Obama are locked in a close battle for delegates, and Pennsylvania has more than 180 up for grabs.
And coming up on the show, that will be our Do You Care question for the day. It's politics. We said on the new show we'd be diving in occasionally when we feel it's necessary. And, of course, the huge primary in Pennsylvania is tomorrow. Also want to mention Bob Seska from the Huffington Post will be on the show tomorrow.
He's good.
Talking politics, and he's in Pennsylvania right now.
Yeah.
So we'll look forward to chatting with him. But we'll get your phone calls a little bit later on just to find out. I'd like to know, has it been too long? Do people still care about the election? Who do you care about? Is it Hillary? Is it McCain? Is it Barack Obama? And do you care about the fact
issues.
That they're nitpicking, which
right.
it seems that's all people care about.
Rumors
right
and that type of thing.
So that'll be our Do You Care question a little bit later on today.
Ladies, I have Hillary's tape.
Oh, let's listen to that.
Here's Hillary.
Isn't this exciting? Pennsylvania's going to pick the next president.
Pretty.
Isn't that exciting?
It is exciting.
Hillary's exciting.
She is hot.
She's exciting when she takes a shot of whiskey.
How about that hot box?
Oh, she's box.
She is hot.
The U.S.
And how many scarves does she own?
She's hot, baby. She doesn't need those scarves.
Scarves. The U.S. Marine Corps is looking for a few good women. With the USMC struggling with wartime recruitment, it started marketing itself to women in a big way. The New York Times says the Marine Corps is running ads in magazines like Shape, Self, and Fitness.
I'm so glad we have Beth Ann here so we can get a woman's point of view. Beth Ann, have you ever...
Careful.
We're going to talk about those.
No.
We're going to... God, she wants us to talk about
can
them.
Can you tell?
Yes, of course
okay,
we can tell.
I can.
Did you ever consider... You struck me as the kind of woman who might be interested in serving... Our country. Have you ever thought about being in the military?
No.
Okay.
Either a career in the military or as housekeeper.
You mean serving?
Yes.
Housekeeper.
I have drink in my mouth.
Well, you chose to take it.
You never contemplated maybe going into the military, Air Force, Army?
No.
Marines?
You would have been like a great Alice on the Brady Bunch.
Thanks a lot, Rob.
No, you fun and like, funny?
Aren't you glad you came back?
Yeah.
Who belongs to whom? That's what officials in Texas are looking to find out as they begin DNA testing involving the 400 kids removed from a polygamist compound in Texas.
You know, I...
polygamist.
God love Meredith Vieira on the Today Show this morning. She finally asked the question that I've been waiting to have asked.
Which is?
The hair question about what is the deal with the hair and...
Speaking of Alice from the Brady Bunch.
These space aliens did not answer it. They didn't. We're comfortable and it keeps the hair out of our eyes.
Pretty ornate.
It's ornate and there's something to it and they're not answering. These people not, excuse me, they're not answering the questions at all.
I think it hides the cone.
The cone on their head.
That's right.
Melmac. What was the planet?
Meldar.
I think that's right.
We will drink mass quantities.
And Alf was from Melmac.
Pardon me?
Alf was from Melmac.
But we're talking about the cone heads.
No, it was Beldar was the...
Beldar.
That was the husband.
Okay. What was the planet, though?
They came from France. That was their cover
that's
story.
Right.
I know that.
We are from France.
But we have some Romulan audio from the Today Show. If you want to get to that now.
You mean the people that were interviewed today?
Yeah, you want
to
hear some of it?
All right, let's listen to the polygamists. Let's see what they had to say about their hair and everything else. They didn't answer the question, so I don't understand why they all have the exact same hairdos, and I was very, very disappointed by that. Let's see what they had to say.
Yes, we understand the concerns. Yes, we understand what the issues are.
So do you feel that you have been treated fairly and your families are being treated fairly?
Not really, because it seems like what's happened is we are having we're being kind of blanketed by the whole situation rather than having an individual situation or case taken care of. The whole community has...
I didn't understand a word she said.
No,
I'm sleepy.
Every single time, it's the second time I've seen these people interviewed. It's the second time they've let Meredith Vieira have a crack at him. I'd like to see old Matt Lauer, sink his teeth into it, maybe. It'd be a good idea.
They got
him.
The blank eyes,
They
too.
Got the electroshock eyes. Like, they are either heavily sedated or brainwashed. They're, look at them. Something's going on there. I mean, it's obvious, but they don't
answer the questions.
Never do.
And Meredith Vieira is kind of almost falling into the Diane Sawyer category.
Softball.
She's not following up, and she's trying to be very, very objective. I know what she's trying to do. She's trying not to really go after these people, but I'm like, ask them about the weird hair. Don't let them get away with that.
And she asked them?
She asked them specifically today.
How come we don't have that question?
And because the answer was the same.
We understand what you're saying. Yeah. It's almost like they have an earpiece in her
somewhat
ear.
Arrested. And
I hear what
the initial phone call is not even.
What is that?
Investigated.
That's me snoring.
Paula Abdul makes more sense.
No, we don't feel like it's.
Don't get crazy. The thing about it is you've got the skip, which is an audio term, an engineering term, for the delay. So when Meredith asks the question and they're out in Texas or Utah or wherever they are.
They're not on the moon. But
the skip is horrible on the Today Show. You've seen the skip where they ask a question, then it's 1,000, 2,000.
Especially with someone who's not used to it.
Right. There's a delay and they're not getting the question and they're sitting there going, we don't have. Well, what about the hair? You all have your hair in a certain, and it looks dirty too.
Oh, no, it's got
to
be dirty.
It looks like the only way they can get into that 1920s curve frump look is to
Aunt B hair.
Get it all greased up and stuff and not shower for a while.
I didn't like the way they were set up like a bad family portrait at Olin Mills with like a two rows of four.
There's something.
There are no bad family portraits at Olin Mills.
Something scary. There's
Everyone's
something scary.
A winner.
They're very scary looking people. And I'd just like to get more information.
Now, why are they scary?
They're scary because they're not giving us enough information. If they're going to come.
That's why they're scary.
I said that about the Vatican.
If they're going to come on. Now, okay, Bill Maher. if they're going to come on TV, you got to offer something, but they're not. Instead, the women are all answering.
And here's the question. You're saying we don't know what you mean, and we see it as what we do when we are. I mean,
here's the question today.
What question was she answering?
They ask a guy. They ask one of the fathers there. They said, what do you think? Do you consider having sex with a 13-year-old? Would that be child abuse? And is that sanctioned in your religion? Is that sanctioned in the church or whatever cult that you're involved
Mormon?
In. Here's the answer. I don't even know what they are. But all I know is they wear funny dresses, weird hair.
It's a Mormon sect. And it's an offshoot.
Okay, it's an offshoot.
And the guy, this is the guy's answer. He said, I would never do that.
Others might.
He personally, they just give these non-answers, and they look like, seriously,
each other.
Suddenly they're going to sit there, and one of the ladies is going to go, I have a slight pain in my chest. And an alien baby head is going to rip through her chest cavity. But anyway, I'd like, as much as I'm concerned and afraid, I want more of them.
Now,
the polygamous.
Did you see, I think it was on Good Morning America, that the nephew of the guy that's the head of the whole sect is saying that there's rampant sexual abuse among boys as well.
Oh.
His nephew came out against it. So,
really?
Yeah, we have tape of that as
well.
Oh,
really?
Mm-hmm. Where does Rob get his tape?
Can we hear that? Yeah. Rob's just constantly mining for gold.
He tapes everything.
I do. Right. I have a TiVo and everything.
All right, let's hear more of the polygamous.
We all worry about the young girls in there, but the boys also in danger?
Yes.
And you know that firsthand.
Oh, absolutely. When I was a little boy around 5 to 6, just attending the regular Sunday school, even when my grandfather was the prophet at the time, behind closed doors, Warren was sneaking behind and would come down and escort me, down the hall into the bathroom and molest me as a kid, threatening me with eternal damnation if I did not do exactly what he said.
Why didn't you complain?
I thought I was going to be in trouble. I thought I'd burn in hell for saying something. Mm-hmm. That's why I kept it a secret.
All right. Well, that's more to come, I'm sure, on this story. It's going to get hotter and hotter.
Peanut butter may be the new weapon of school bullies. Putting crumbled peanut butter crackers in a classmate's lunchbox got a Kentucky middle school arrested last week. The Lexington Herald leader...
Wait, you said got a Kentucky middle school arrested?
Student arrested last week.
All right.
The newspaper reports that a classmate could have suffered a severe reaction or even died if he'd eaten the crackers. Several Morton Middle School students have peanut allergies, and families have been told not to send such foods to school. The assumption is this kid brought the peanut butter product on purpose.
Is it true that a Kentucky middle school is second and third grade?
Yes, it is.
Don't do that to me with my chest. I'm not going to survive it.
Oh, no.
That's like putting peanut butter in a peanut allergies lunchbox.
I've got something
for
that.
I got the EpiPen.
So they're saying that they think that they knew the kid had a peanut butter peanut allergy, and they put it in there.
Yeah,
that'll
believe kill him. That'll kill the kid.
They believe this was maliciously done. I don't know if the kid's intention was to kill or even seriously harm the other student, but he was up to no good, and he did do it on purpose.
Oh, my God.
What is happening to the youth of America, Beth Ann McBride? What is happening to our children? You've raised one.
They have allergies, Mike.
Thank you.
That's what's happening. They need to go to the doctor.
But do you remember as a kid anyone with a peanut allergy that would kill him?
I don't remember peanut allergies growing up at all. And,
me neither.
You know, when I have a 12-year-old.
They all died. You never got to know them.
That's right. And they were buried. And then we'd take the picture of them. We'd take the death picture and then go up to Gettysburg with our horses. I don't remember in my day. No, I never heard anything when I was a kid about a peanut allergy.
Right.
And when my daughters went to school, 10 and 12 now, I mean, we hear all the time you would hear about peanut
Robert's
allergies.
Robert's entire preschool is peanut-free. You're not allowed to bring any peanuts into the whole school.
Oh, man. You know, you and I would not have been able to survive if they didn't have peanuts in school.
You're right. I live on them.
Peanuts, a delicious snack product.
Most accounts are fuzzy at best, but we do know there was a 420 celebration yesterday. And that 10,000 people turned out for it on the University of Colorado campus at
Couldn't
Boulder.
Wait till the last buzz of the day. You had to get in right up front, huh?
Well, before it gets too much older, because this is a reference to yesterday, don't you see?
Yeah, we don't want it to burn out.
There wasn't, in spite of those 10,000 people, not a single arrest. Police have apparently given up.
Okay.
After trying everything from taking photos of the participants and offering a bounty for their identification and turning on the campus sprinkler system, at least one participant didn't partake. He told a reporter that although his boss had given him time off to attend the pro-marijuana event, he had been told not to come back to work baked. Not a single arrest and only two people given medical care for dehydration.
Now, I know we took a call on it before, but I have to ask you, did you? It was a Sunday. Did you do anything to commemorate the time on the date, you know, the 420 on 420?
The only thing I did smoke-related yesterday was I bought a new grill.
Oh, you could have gotten one for free.
Yeah. If only I had known.
Take one from the bottom.
Don't come back to the station baked. Please don't do that.
I had a nickel for every time I've heard that. It was also Earth Day weekend, and what better way to go green than to go in a cardboard box?
Earth Day.
Eco funerals are catching on in Europe. The funeral industry had a gathering in London over the weekend featuring cardboard coffins that biodegrade in 3 months.
That's Beth Ann's first idea that I didn't exactly do. Cartwheels over.
I can't get the guy on the phone.
The Green Show.
You won't have to. You don't like that at all.
I don't
we
like
could
that
have had
idea.
Fun with it.
The Green Show.
Totally
I'm doing
green.
The Green Show right now.
Yeah.
You are.
With my Mucinex.
We'll
talk about it. I'm not. No, the whole thing is everybody's welcome to the party. I don't care.
And then you'll just stomp on their dance.
I don't. Have I not been incredible about
you
the
have
ideas?
Been, he's been incredible.
Well, I love the ideas. Everybody's coming up with great ideas for the show, and the green idea is.
Remember mine?
It's fine.
Can I have like the first 5 minutes of the first break?
I know.
My first day back?
I thought you just wanted it. I didn't think you needed it because you had a hard time that you had to hit. I had
timing
no idea.
Issue. Yeah.
But we're interrupting both.
Sorry, bud.
Less green and more brown.
Right.
Now, if you want a funeral that's more green, other innovations include dressing the corpse in biodegradable clothing and storing them in dry ice for burial without the formaldehyde embalming fluid.
That's kind of gross.
Well, no, the idea, you know, ashes to ashes, dust to dust, back to the earth.
So cremation would be the original green thing to do when you die, right?
Except for the carbon that it puts into the air.
So if you wanted to be turned into, like, ashes... Is there any other way to, you know, you got to burn yourself.
I don't think science has devised a way yet. I don't know of many people who live near a crematorium.
So is the green way to just get buried, like go to a cemetery?
It's to rot away. In fact, that's how they do it in New Orleans, you know.
In a chair, because in your living room.
In New Orleans, if you dig a hole in the ground, it fills up with water because New Orleans is below sea level. So everybody's buried above ground in mausoleums. And they slide them in there, and they rot in the humid heat of New Orleans.
All right.
And nobody else can be buried in that mausoleum until at least a year later when they open it up and sweep you back with a broom and slide the next body
in. No, how about this? With the whole rotting thing,
and
they put you in a cardboard casket, which, by the way, I'm against.
Okay.
I like it to look like furniture.
Uh-huh.
Don't they put you in a... I remember when my grandfather passed, we had to buy a casket and a burial, like, liner.
Vault.
Yeah, a vault
that
goes down in the hole. So do they do away with that?
Absolutely. The idea is for everything to be recycled back into the earth from whence it came.
And this is how they get you, you know, if you're going to have somebody...
They always get you.
Somebody passes away. Well, in some cases, if you're going to have somebody cremated, you can actually have them cremated in the casket that's with the sides on the walnut thing, the maple, whatever, the real pretty. But most people, or at least we did, you don't cremate the person in that casket. They,
right.
You transfer them into a cardboard casket, and that's where the cremation is done. Well, I don't. Do they
so
ever?
So you get like a refurbished casket?
Yeah,
then?
You rent the casket and return it to the barbecue place on Monday.
Isn't? I'm wondering though. I'm really trying to remember my father, God rest his soul, when we did that. I'm wondering whether we got screwed on that one because.
Oh yeah, you always do.
Don't they? I mean, I would assume.
It's not
do they
like
put
they take
the whole,
advantage of you.
No, but do they put the whole casket in there if they're gonna?
I can't think they would. I can't think they would.
I wouldn't think they would, and the metal parts won't burn up anyway.
See, but I remember them. I seem to distinctly remember they said to us, you know, you're not going to have him cremated in the casket. You can have him, cremated in the cardboard thing.
Do you want to be cremated?
I wanted to be cremated until I heard it's not the green way to go. So,
yeah.
Well, you've got my father that's scattered in the ashes of Frenchman's Bay up in Maine.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
My uncle's
that's
up
cool.
there. My aunt's up there. My mom's going to have her ashes scattered up there. So what I will do now is just gather the whole family around, and they will push my rotting corpse out into the sea.
Drag it.
And what's cool is, like, you can, like, follow the birds.
Seagulls.
And you'll know where, you know, they'll know where daddy is, like, for the first few days. And maybe they could tie a lobster buoy to my ankle. That could be fun, too. There's dad. Oh, he washed back up on the beach.
I remember when
it
Mike
smells
passed
like
away.
Bad lobster.
When Mike passed away, we baited 200 traps.
Don't do that. He's going green.
Most lobster we ever caught.
Going green in more ways than one. Is that a dead seal?
He's all bloated.
Seal.
Push him back.
Right.
And, of course, more eco-friendly cars and carpooling to reduce the funeral procession's carbon footprint.
Very exciting.
Coming up in your second buzz today, the death of American Idol. And coming up in the final buzz, the president appears on a game show while Hillary and Barack show up on pro wrestling. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz Burbank. 877-365-3636. All right, turn the buzz music down, Rob. Here she is.
You know,
are we still in a break?
No, don't you have to take the 100th caller still?
I'm going
to
do that at the end, said.
Well, I thought after the buzz.
Oh, God, I was doing it. I had it right. I was doing the work. I was baby stepping.
I'm just trying to help.
I thought that would sound, as we go to commercial break, that would be the best way to go.
All right.
And you know what? Now you screwed the joke.
Did I?
Yes. I was going to say, hey, well, look at the time.
Wouldn't be the first
time. I was going to say, hey, Beth Ann, how you doing? So tell us about your trip, and then as soon as she started, I was going to do
my
that.
I hang my head in agony.
God, swear to God,
silly
Monday
me.
Already.
Show six.
Silly me.
Show six.
You've never forgotten anything before.
This is the sixth show. Actually, I lied. I wasn't going to do that at all. I really wasn't.
So I salute you
I was going to legitimately ask you, but at the before we went to break, I was going to take the call 100 and ask the effing question.
Now I don't know how to feel.
He hates the games.
But we really do now because we've talked about this. I don't hate the games.
Okay.
That's what Buzz said.
You hate the gamer. I don't hate the games. I hate the gamer.
No, that's wrong, too. Games are fun. I love games.
Have we had any fun doing the games yet?
We have.
Okay.
Yes, we have.
What's
actually.
The game we played last week that we had fun doing?
Are You a Slacker?
Are You a Slacker? And also Crucifactor Crucifixion. Mm-hmm. I had a fantastic time.
Fantastic. Good.
It's this little idea that, and I love it. Don't get me wrong. Total Recall. And in fact, without further ado, let's take caller 100 and get that out of the way, and then we'll talk to you, okay?
Okay.
Or maybe play some commercials and then talk to you.
Do you have the question?
I have it right here. Our Total Recall question
Not
for
till
Monday,
you get him
on April
the line.
21st. Yeah. Hello. The caller is on the line. No, he hang up. He hang up. Hello, who's this? Hello? Oh, they're afraid. Don't be not afraid. Let's go to this caller without a hello, no name and no location.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, who's this?
This is Jay in Wichita.
Jay in Wichita, your caller number 100.
Woo!
Are you ready for Total Recall?
That's what I'm talking about.
All
yes.
right, very good. Friday show in a segment with Judah Friedlander on Friday's show. Judah claimed to have a favorite food at a particular fast food chain. What is the name of that fast food chain?
For $50.
Okay, I know this. I was listening to the show, World Champion of the World.
You did hear it then. Good.
Okay. Let me...
We asked him a specific food question, and he talked about a specific fast food joint.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he did. Was it Wendy's?
No, I'm terribly sorry. It was not Wendy's. Let's go to our next in line. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Courtney.
Courtney, where are you calling from?
Sacramento.
All right, Courtney. Are you ready for our little Total Recall question?
You can't. Don't do that when they're playing a game.
I know. I know.
You can't hate them just because they're women.
Courtney from Sacramento, you heard the question, didn't you?
No, I didn't hear the question.
All right, I'll give it to you again real quickly in a segment with Judah Friedlander on Friday's show. Judah claimed to have a favorite food at a particular fast food chain. What is the name of the chain?
Oh, I want to say Taco Bell.
Taco Bell!
That's right.
$50 for you, Courtney. Congratulations.
Oh, thanks so much.
And yeah, thanks so much for playing Total Recall.
I love your show, too. You guys are awesome.
Oh, God bless you. Nice? Stay on the line, and we'll tell you how to get your money, okay?
Thanks so much. Love you, Richie.
Hey, Richie's a lucky guy. She's got 50 bucks. He's going to get some tonight, okay? So let's talk about you.
Right now?
No, we have to break for commercials.
Okay. I got to go get her info, actually.
Joe can't do that? No, he can't.
Yeah, okay.
Ask a silly question.
Coming up on the show, we're going to speak to a wonderful guy that is the keeper of the cup. Lord Stanley's Cup, gentlemen.
Oh, yes. That cup.
The Stanley Cup.
Not the Elvis Cup.
His name is Phil Pritchard. Phil is the guy that's responsible for making sure the trophy stays intact. Now, you might say, why does somebody need to do that? That's because when they win the cup, it goes everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Every player on a Stanley Cup team, I think, gets to take the cup for a while, you know, take it home, and God knows what he can do with it.
Oh, dear.
I mean, it is some sort of receptacle, isn't it?
And how?
So we'll talk to Phil, and also we'll take your calls at 877-365-3636.
Okay.
Do you care about this whole political thing? Do you care about Barack? Do you care about Hillary? Do you care about McCain? Do you care about the Pennsylvania primary, which is tomorrow? That's coming up. We'll take your calls right after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.